We had hoped to pass a Hearst bill along with a capital budget that funds tens of thousands of jobs across the state, funds our schools, mental health facilities, things that are really important to the future of the state.
House Majority Leader Pat Sullivan's disappointment was evident as he talked to reporters Thursday afternoon about the path to the final gavel of the 2017 legislature after a 105-day regular session and a trio of 30-day special sessions. Most of the last month saw Majority Senate Republicans boycotting negotiations on a capital budget that would have pumped more than $4 billion into the state's economy. GOP leaders refused to talk about that traditionally bipartisan construction plan until Sullivan and his fellow Democrats agreed to an unrelated bill dealing with the so-called Hearst decision. That state Supreme Court ruling essentially made permitting new water wells in some parts of the state much more difficult, and Republicans insisted on a bill that would attempt to authorize what the justices had just outlawed. Democrats favored a solution that they say would have prevented yet another expensive court battle, but were rebuffed by the Senate. As Sullivan told reporters,
we had a proposal that would have allowed for a two-year extension on people getting water certificates and guarantee those permits for landowners. That was rejected by the Senate Republicans. And as a result of that, the Senate Republicans have said they will not pass a capital budget.
Estimates on job losses in private industry caused by the lack of a capital budget range from 20,000 to as many as three times that. Sullivan said he's also concerned that without the $1 billion of K-12 construction included in the budget, the legislature's efforts to satisfy the Supreme Court's McCleary ruling will fall short less than a month after that problem had seemed to have been solved with the long-delayed passage of the state's operating budget. Now, with the legislature adjourned, possibly until next January, Sullivan said he still hopes to renew talks with Senate Republicans next week in an effort to find a solution in time to save many, if not all, of those jobs, allow rural homeowners to dig their wells, and sell the bonds that ultimately pay for the capital budget. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.